Some of Zion went out by the two dots at the bottom. Some Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Nachri sheyesh le pesach arbo al arbo pesuch lebika. So you have a Nachri who's living together with Jews in the chutzner in the Mavri, and he has another. He has a private exit which goes out from, let's say, the back of his house out into the bika, and that access is. Four tefachim by four tefachim. So it's pretty small. But since the bika is a large, wide open area, which he has the access to, a lot of people don't have this access, so that gives him a private entrance, etc. See, he prefers that. And even though he has, when he has to bring large items, he obviously cannot come through that access. He has to go through the mavi. We say his main preference of usage is the back door, is this back door, and therefore he's not really considered part of the Mavi, and he doesn't answer on the B'nai Mavi. Philomathus Omoitzi Gamalim Ukroinus Kola Yom Kuloi Derech Mavi, even though whenever he has to bring his camels or his wagons, he goes to the Mavi. Ein Oysa B'nai Mavi, he does not answer the B'nai Mavi, because my time of Pisco Demiyachid Le Bahu Nicholei. When he has his own private entrance, he prefers that.
So, but what if you had Jews? I mean, you had two chatzeros, you know, one inside the other, and the inner also had that type of access.
But not a case of goy, a case of Jews.
Yeah.
So they're no longer considered Zulufim Mizu because they have their own access out. So you know, the Dries de Reg, all those things, wouldn't, even though they want to go to another place, but that's...
But if the let's say the outer, I'm sorry, the inner, did not make an Eruv, you know, what does that mean for the outer people? The outer people are sort of independent, self-contained.
Yeah, because we can tell the inner people goes out the door. Okay, so now, Ibor Lahu, Pasuch Lekarfeth Mahu. Is this only because it's open to Bika, which is this wide, large, open space, and goes on for a very long distance, etc.? But it's open. It opens to a Karfeth, which is an enclosed area. It's a large area, but it's an enclosed area. So, and then from there you'd have to figure out, you know, jump the fence, whatever it is. So, what happens in that situation? So the upana means the upan, right? Means, Rashi says, means he had it, this is how they've been teaching it for years, generation to generation. Now, filo pesuch lekarpev, also, I mean, pesuch lekarpev is, that's his preference, and he does not ask on the B'nai Mavi. Now, the more it clarifies a little bit more, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Army Tavayot, they both say, Nachri, Beis Hasayim Oyster. If the area which they're opening up into is just the Beis Hasayim, so that's not considered, he doesn't see that as being such a big lick, it's not such a large area, so he doesn't prefer that over his access to the Mavi, even though it's private, and therefore he would ask from the B'nai Mavi. But Yersimir Beis Hasayim, once it's larger than Beis Hasayim, really, it's becoming a larger type of area, so then there they would agree with Reb Nachman. That he does not ask in the B'nai Mavi because his access now, his exit is the carpet. Now, different scenario, Yisrael, which has a case of he has a Pesach into the carpet and Pesach into the Mavi. So it's all the way around. So basis Simon Oyster. If his access is only to a basis time, she's allowed to carry in a basis time. So he'd prefer that. So in Oyster, he doesn't answer on the B'nai Mavi. Thank you. But Yosef Basis Simon, which halacha you can't carry in a carpet, which is more than misasayim. So why would he want to use that, which is an area which you can't carry, rather than the chotzer, which is an area which a person can carry? So therefore, he wants the chotzer. But the problem is that he didn't contribute into the chotzer, so now he's oyster. He yashes the bnei chotzer. Okay, boy minei Rabba bar chakloi mi Rav Huna. So he asked this question, Surach lekarpe mahu, the same question which we just had before that we asked the case of a goy, which is Surach lekarpe. So then Rav Huna said, they've said, Besasayim oyser, Yesim Besasayim and oyser. So in the case of a goy, if it's only based on Sayim, he doesn't prefer that over the Mavi, and therefore he asers. But if it's more than based on Sayim already, he prefers that over the Mavi, and he will not aser. Okay.
How do you know that this is the question he was talking about, the guy?
I knew it because Rashi said so. Your question is about how Rashi knew. Well, assuming that he's saying Hare Omru, that we've had this statement, which would fit with what we said before, the case of the Nokri, it's... Basis time oyster, just basis time inner oysters that would fit. Rather than making a machloikas by yourself, that wouldn't be logical. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay. Behu nichale, so we say that he prefers that. Yishum the ika avira tvei mimovi, it's a much more wide open area, there's much more space. The case of the Mavi. The Upanim Shama Mirabai, Rabba Mirabai, this is the master of many generations that even Psuchl Karfev, Phil Psuchl Karfev, Nichole Bei Tvei, he still prefers that, Ika Vira Tvei, Mi Mavi, Vena Oysa Bene Mavi. See, he prefers that, and he doesn't ask in the Bene Mavi. Rabbi Yezer said, well, depends. Nachar Beis Asayim is Oyser. Im Hoya Loi Pesach, the Karpev, Besasayim, Upesach Lamavi. He has two exits, one to the Karpev and one to the Mavi. So Adayin Oyser al Bnei Mavi, still would ask the Bnei Mavi. Davira, the Karpev, for the Nofish is not such a large area. Avon Yeser, Besasayim, Nofish Avira, that's already considered a large area. Vahi Nichale, he prefers that. Ven Oyser, he doesn't ask her. Yisrael, he forgot to contribute to the Mavi, and he has an access out to the or an exit out to the Karpiv. See, Karpiv based Asayim, who if the Karpiv is just a based Asayim, sure, one each time is because he can use it. It's enclosed. It's less than based Asayim. He can carry there. And Rasa Bnei Mavi, so he doesn't ask the Bnei Mavi. He'll do his teshmishim there. Oh, we got the Gabi Nochri Chashiv Zutra. Even though for a goy that's considered too small, the gabi is still nafish, but for a Jew that's good enough. Why? The habashabis leka hitzos masos yiserit v'sagi b'hachi. The goy for Shabbos is a regular weekday for him, so he's needs more space. But a Jew, what's he do there already? It's Shabbos, so the uses for Shabbos, the limited amount of needs, so a carpet is fine.
In that case, Rashi's saying that they wouldn't have to do even bittul with the other Jews.
Right, this person is not part of the movie. Misagi b'hachi b'nafesh avir m'mavi. So that's for him. That's a preferred option because it's more space than the movie. Abu Yosef v'sasayim, but in the case of the Jew, if it's larger than v'sasayim. The Carmelisu, which the Chazal gave it a lot of a Carmelis, Gunch Lohuk of Ladira, Kim the Osele Lishtamushe, Lonichale Bay, voice of Benimovi. He doesn't want to use that, he can't do anything there. So he wants to be part of the Movi. Well, the problem is he didn't contribute, so he'll ask on the Movi. Circle Carpe Maho, a Nokri, because in the case of the Nokri, but Milsa the Rav Yehuda is going back on Milsa the Rav Yehuda. Back in the Amar Rav Yehuda, he's going back in the Amar Rav Yehuda. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara now wants to just, let's talk about carpet a little bit. We never really, we've spoken about carpet many, many times. We haven't really spoken about the concept of a carpet, which is enclosed. For the Jew, yeah. What's the concept of a carpet, which is enclosed? How to understand it? So Amar Ula, Amar Bechon, back in the Gemara. Carpet for Yosef Mebeis Sosayim Shalahukif Ladiru. The carpet, which is more than Mebeis Sosayim, has good walls, but it wasn't Hukif Ladiru, which we'll see. I mean, the definition of Hukif Ladiru means that there was a dira there before. There was a house there or something of that sort, which before the carpet was enclosed with the access from the house to the carpet. Or alternatively, even if the house is there but it had no door to the carpet, you close off the carpet, then you make a door from the house. So it's called the hook of a deer. When you close it, it wasn't usable by the house.
It's almost a toss, they don't mean a sui kind of idea. But at the time the enclosure took place.
Correct. So we had before that the eight says if you make a pirtza in the carpet but more than 10 amas. So that's you've broken the wall, and then you close it up again. The shame, you know, based on the fact that you have access now. So that's but yeah, you have to do that. But Maisa, it's enclosed. A filo kura, filo kurayim. Maybe the area is an area of a base kura, a base kurayim, two base kur. Definition of a base sosayim or base kura is if a person would take seed. A saw's worth of seed would plant an area called a base saw, which is we estimated 50 amas by 50 amas. So a kura is 30 times 30 saw. So a base kura is an area which you could take a kura's worth of seed and plant it, which is going to be 15 times the area of 50 by 50. Or a karayim is double that. But it's enclosed. So zark the secha chayiv. If a person would throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that area, he's thrown, on a deraisa level, he's thrown from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's in a closed area. It's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. My time, a mechitzahi. Elish, a mechuseris, the urine, it's definitely considered a mechitza, just there's nobody living there. But that doesn't take away from its status of being a mechitza, and therefore it's considered an act of, in this case, an act of hachnosa from the Hashanah Rabbim into the carpet, into Rosh Hashanah Yochid.
That's assuming that the outside is a true Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, otherwise...
Rabbi, yeah, right, correct. Okay. Mosav Rav Huna Bar Chinuna. Sela Shabiyam. So you have in the area, Yam is a Carmelis, and there is... A piece of rock, stone, embedded into the ground, and it has a certain height and width to it, etc. So that's going to be possibly a Yishus HaYochid. So Gaboya Sora Baruchim Arba.
Good morning, Russell.
If that piece of rock is 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4. So it's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Say metaltal loy min teicher liyam, but min liyam teicher. You can't transfer items from the rock, which is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, to the yam, which is the Carmelis, in either direction.
And is this whether or not it pierces the surface of the water by 10 amma? So we're saying that the water is as if it doesn't exist.
It's a question which I remember that they talk about. I don't remember what the answer on that. Did I clarify that point?
Well, I mean, if it's a rock, it has to be above the water. Rock under the water.
It's attached. It's a stone.
It's a stone.
It's part of the ground.
It's part of the ground. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Either way,
okay. Pose mikan metaltalin. if it's less than the 10 tefachim high, or 4 by 4, 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 by 4. So it's not distinct. So the caramel is, so the loch is, you can carry from one to the other. Metaltalin. Now, you can't carry the caramel more than 4 amas, but the person could go from that the cella to the yam within the dalan amas. Now, the Braisa says, ad kama ad besusai. Of the besusai. The verse says, ahai. Which case is it going? See, ilema asefa. So we're saying, base assignment, tfei loy, once it's more than base assignment, it's a problem. Why not? It's not 10 tefachim high. So it's, when we caramelist, the caramelist come metaltali. So it's a caramelist. So what's the problem? Well, if the rock is very large, so then you can't carry from there to the yam. Why? It's caramelist to caramelist. Elalav, a ration. So that's it's going on the ration. Well, the comer. Selash b'yam, if it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 by 4, so that's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you cannot carry from it to the Yam, or the Yam to it, Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Karmelis is also. But there's a limit. Vad Kama, Ad Beis Hasayim, up to the size of Beis Hasayim, Hoyesim Beis Hasayim. It's metatolin. I mean, the Bryce is telling me if the area is of this cella is 10 tefachim high, but it's more than Beis Hasayim, you're allowed to carry from it to the yam, from the yam to it. Now, the yam is a caramelis, and according to you, even more than Beis Hasayim is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's what you said. So how can you tell me that the Bryce is telling me you're allowed to carry from the yam, which is a caramelis, to the cella, which according to you is Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Elamai, what do you see? Alma Carmelisi. To use the Rabbi Yochanan. So you see clearly that we're saying that once it reaches a certain size, it's no longer Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And therefore, you're allowed to carry from the Carmelis of the Yam into the Carmelis of the cell. Well, then, it would mean if a person would throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, your scenario, Rabbi Yochanan, would throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into this carpet more than Mesa Sai, would be potter. It's only a caramelis. That's the Morris Kash. So, Omer Rava. Man, the Loyota, Tzrutze, Masnaisa, Tzuyufte, Moshe, Bled, Rabbi Yochanan. A person doesn't know how to explain it, but you have a Bryce, so trying to figure out what the Bryce means. And since you don't know how to live the Bryce, so you ask questions of Rabbi Yochanan. La'olam a ratio. You're right. It's going back on the ratio. V'chakomar, the pshat in the brayis is the following. You have to read the brayis in the following way. Ha'batoychem etatlin. It says you can't carry from the yam to the cell to the yam. We're going to add in, but ha'batoychem etatlin. You could carry on the cell itself because it's just a yachid. V'akamo ad beis hasayim. That's how you're supposed to correct the understanding of what the Bryce is talking about. So it's not discussing transferring it. No, it's no longer discussing transferring. It's discussing carrying on the cell itself. And obviously, the cell was not mukha fadira. So more than basis time, you can't carry on the cell. But definitely, you cannot carry from the yam that to the cell, even though it's more than the basis time. That was Rava. Ravashi comes along and says, hey, he has a different angle. How to answer this question? Different approach. It's going on the ratio. So what's your kasha? I mean, right? So the cell, you told me that the cell is considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, even more than Beis Hasayim. So how is it possible to carry from the cell up to the yam? The answer is, Hein Amru v'Hein Amru. It's all derabbanans. Hey, number carve of Yisrael Mesasayim Shlokub Adira Emetalten Boyle Medalanams. They said the carve more than Mesasayim, if it was not enclosed for living purposes, it gets a din. Even though it arises, it's just a yachid and it's mutter to carry there. You may not carry there. They also that. Okay. So they dealt with it like a karmelist. They even taught them by a little dalat amos. You only carry up to 4 amos like a karmelist. V'hein amru imitaltem mishus yochel the karmelist. They also said you cannot carry from mishus yochel to karmelist at all. So basically, in the shore the tatule bekule also brought on the tatule. Lo min yam techem lo min techem liyam. My time of Rishus Yachad Gemurahi. So they said, if it's the seller is less, is based on Siam or less, which is a Rishus Yachad, which we're allowing you to carry on it, we said you may not carry from the Yam, which is a caramelist, into the seller. However, Yosef based on Siam, the also the Tatule Bekule, but more than based on Siam, which Chazal didn't. Gave it and did like a karmelis, and they told you you may not carry more than dalan amis in that area. So over there, shor abonin the tatulim itechem liyam min yam itechem. So Chazal allowed you to carry from the karmelis of the yam to the karmelis of the karfif, even though the karmelis of the yam is dealing with so much minerais as a makam tour, and the karmelis of the karfif is dealing with so much minerais as a rishus ayachid. Chazal allowed to carry from one karmelis to the other. Why did they do that? My time. Because they felt if they tell the people that you cannot carry from the caramelist to the karpif, people say, it's a shusayachin. Oh, it's a shusayachin, I can carry. So if they want to enforce their prohibition to carry in the karpif more than dalat amis, if they start calling it the shusayachin, that you may not carry from the caramelist next door, everybody knows you can carry from one caramelist to another caramelist up to dalat amis. And over here you can't. So say, must be a shusayachin. Well, it's a shusayachin, I can carry. So if I want you to understand this is a karmelis and you may not carry more than dalat amis, I'm going to feel compelled to allow you to carry from this karmelis, which made a rice as a shusayachid, to this karmelis over here, which made a rice as a makam patur. Dilma amri shusayachid gemuri, he vassal tatuli bekule. Okay. Okay. The verse is my shno teichai my shno. So you're basically saying we're removing the iser which we normally have to carry from a karmelis to shushus a yachid, because we need to establish the iser which we created that a karmelis that a karmelis more than basis time should get a deal like a karmelis. So we have two drabbanos. We're saying this one is primary, and we're going to be lenient on this one to establish this one. Versus Maishno. Morant says, Teicha Shkiach, Mitecha Liyam, Minyam, Mitecha Lashkiach. Within the issue of carrying inside the carpet is a more common issue, and therefore needs to be, it's given priority in being addressed, than the issue of carrying from a carpet, more the base of Sayyim, which is Lohukul Madira, to the Yam, and vice versa. So we're going to give preference to that. Okay. Sok Rashi. Azarach l'sechem rishus harabim. Iskayiv chatas. So a person throws from rishus harabim into this carpet more than basis ayim. Iskayiv. Amu gavlinyin iser tiltul. Even though the guy be carrying within the carpet. Shebru rabbanan the karmelis. Chazal gave it in like a karmelis. Shosu l'taltu b'sechel b'dalad. You can't carry more than dalat amis. Or can't carry dalat amis either. In the karmelis, in this karpev, but mitarais or shesachon gemuri, that doesn't take away the fact that mitarais it's still shesachon. The mechitza here has mechitzas. Also mechaseris the urine. Shemachi asher abanu the tulei. Since kibbutz nobody lives there, Chazal did not allow. They're not using it for the living purposes. Chazal did not allow. So people's minds. That becomes very, very similar to a caramelist. So if you can't carry in a caramelist dalat amis, you can't carry in this dalat amis either. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the more I asked on him, Rav Huna bar Chinuno, so Yam is caramelist, it was a caramelist. So the seller, since it's Rishus HaYochanan, you cannot transfer from the seller to the Yam, Afilu b'dalad amas, even though it's within dalad amas of each other, yishum d'chol gavaya asur v'rechem dalad havi yirshut ha'yochid. Because it's a shasiyachid, you can't care for shasiyachid to caramel. As far as we can, shayna gavaya asur, it's not 10 tefachim high. So caramel zikiyam, it's the same caramel as the rest of everything else. Mitzalta mizel zeh, teich dalad amas. So you can't carry more than dalad amas, but within dalad amas you can transfer from one to the other. At kama yehi rochav sela, how large can the sela be? A beis sasayim avot tvei loy, but more than beis sasayim not. Kama mefarash a hiker. So the more is going to explain in a second, not what. What's it going on? So more than idei ma'aseh is going on the sefer. So he said it's a pachas me'asora. It's less than 10 tefachim high. Tomorrow, caramelists, you know, they're both caramelists. Loishla rochim, loishla kotzer. Whether it's large or whether it's small, it's a caramelist. You're allowed to carry from one caramelist to the other as long as it's within the dalanah. Then you're telling me that after, but whether it's a sign, not. So the Mor says, that can't be pshat, because why can't you carry? Oh, my hands are going on the ratio. So it's going on the ratio. What is it telling me? That up to base of Sayyim, it's considered just a yachid, and it's also to carry from the yam to it, and vice versa. And more than base of Sayyim, it's mutter to carry, which means it's not a just a yachid anymore. Hayyot to base of Sayyim, botzel taras is just a yachid mine. If it's more than base of Sayyim, it's no longer just a yachid. Mavri caramel is. Mafila the kula. Even though it's 10 tefachim high, but since it's larger than the base of Sayim, it's a caramelist. Even the kula, you're allowed to carry from the caramelist of the yam into it. So it's not a shul yachid anymore. So zarek l'tzeichah should be potter. So Rabbi says, "Lo demaresha." Rulava mitechel yam. The diuk is not going on mitechel yam. El diuk koy. It's going on the diuk. We said you cannot carry from the sela to the yam. And from the yam to the cellar, which means indicate you could carry on the cellar. And that we say only up to base aside. But I come on base aside. Up to base aside, it's mutter to carry it. Well, today, like the Shavu Rabbanan Kekarmel is Lian Tiltel. It's the regular din now. Because I gave it in like a caramelist, because people look at it, there's nobody living there. And they perceive it as similar to the areas which belong to the rabbim. But it's also to carry from the yam to it and from the it to the yam. It's going on the ratio. Well, how about the yukikoi? It's not going on the deek like you said, that mitoicha is mutter only up to base aside. No. Feeling mitoicha liyam, no mi caramel shavuot. That once it's more than base aside, will be makel and allow you to carry from the yam, which is the caramelist, to this area, which is mitoraisis, which is the yachid, but mitoravon, we gave it in like a caramelist. Caramel shave, vishari, it's mutter. Miller Brechen Lotikshi, but it's not a kash on Brechen. The Vada Linyan Chiyuva Minaraisa Mishasa Yachidi doesn't lose its status of Mishasa Yachid. My time is Sharabana Latatule Minei the Carmelis, but why is it then, if it's Mishasa Yachid, why can you carry from Mishasa Yachid to a Carmelis? It's a tilt of Mishasa Yachid, the Carmelis, but I don't know. This of carrying from Mishasa Yachid, the Carmelis is the Rabana. The Heim Amru. Zayis Tehem Amru Oyd. Isra Archiv, they said this and they said that. Rosh and Shneim Oymnim Khan, they realize that the two when they get together are going to be a conflict. Ubilu Zem Ibn Zeh Kinim Farsh. So that since they said it's a conflict, we have to come up with a solution. Well, this is the solution. So the conflict being, if I tell you you can't carry with more than dalad amas, I've told you it's a caramelist. If I tell you you cannot carry from it to the shus yam, I tell you it's not a caramelist. So that's confusing to people. So what are you going to do? Hey, Mamru, Karvias Mrs. Simon Metalton by Shura Bonan, Shabua Karmas, they gave it in like a Karmas in Tiltal, regards to caring Mishab the Mithil Mishab Zarabim. Because people perceive it since nobody's living there, it's a large space, it's Mishab Zarabim. If you carry more Dalai Lamas or more over there, people will mistakenly think you can do that Mishab Zarabim also. Well, if it's so you can't carry from an adjacent Carmelist, translate Mishazarab as Carmelist, it's Osir. And if he would carry from Mishazarab in Mamish, he'd be Chai. Also, Taltim Mishazarab, Latoche, Mishazarab. So it means Mishazarab in the right, it means it's Osir and it's Chai. They also said they asked this of caring from Mishnah Zayachin to Carmelis Mishum. Because if people will think you can carry from Mishnah Zayachin to Carmelis, people will think you can carry from Mishnah Zayachin to Mishnah Zayachin. B'hai Mishnah Zayachin she'yosim b'beis Sayim loy gozer. So that is so that they said you may not carry from Mishnah Zayachin to Carmelis was a dinner abundant. They didn't say it over here. My time, I'm basically saying the Charlotte is only because basic sign which you're allowed to carry inside of it. Kesina led the Tatule Mine the Carmelis Loyosa Mine Kurva. When that area which you're allowed to carry inside of it, Shusiyach and Gemura. And they said, but by the way, don't carry from there to Shusirab. Okay, great. Just it's beneficial. We won't make mistakes. For the Nidra Carmelis, but there's no detriment. But the case in which it's more than Mesasayim, which we arise into Shusayachin. So you'd argue, well, Shusayachin and the Yam of the Carmelis, you should make an Isser from this Shusayachin to the Carmelis. Yasartim, Techel Yam, Techel Yam is also the member of Shusayachin Gemuri. They will say it's a Shusayachin then. Feel me, Rabbana? And therefore you're going to carry in the car if more than basis I akra that would be an akira, so that would be endangering the other takana, and therefore we're mavatal the issur of carrying from a Carmelist to a Shizayachid, because you want to establish the takana that a karpif is a Carmelist. Umayshno, dolem hach the count of two mehach. So why are you giving preference to that takana that a carve brother Mrs. Time is also as a caramelist than to the regular din of the Israel? Because all Asher from carrying from a caramelist or Shizayachid. Why are you giving preference? Hashanami come the talim Shizayachid the caramelist. You're also doing a derabana. So where's the Torah Shkiach? That's a more ongoing problem. That people will carry inside the carpet. People will say that, wow, it's a wide open area. It's like Rishon Zerabim. You let it carry Rishon Zerabim. We're not going to answer in the case of Lashkicha. Well, we got the Sharish Zerach and the Carmelist. Gozer Rabbanon Chazal did answer it. Hanashicha, those were more common. Abahani, Tarti, Kechavit, Yosef Esesayim, Mitachal Karmelis, Lushkiach. The combination of these two scenarios, an enclosed area, more than Esesayim, and there's a Karmelis next door, you want to carry one to the other, that scenario wasn't the common scenario that Chazal had to give, that had to answer that case. Okay. Something more. We're out of the carpet now. Okay. How you look at the Ishtabe Chamime? There was a child before the bris, and they would not do the bris unless they had hot water. So they prepared hot water for before Shabbos. They were matmin it, whatever it is. And it got knocked over. So now we're stuck. We can't do the bris without the hot water. Omer lehu Rabba. So Rabba told the family, Naisile chamimi migav besoy, take hot water from my house. Omer lehu Abaye v'holo Ravina. But there was no Erev between the two. Erev meaning the Ruvah Chatzair is not a Mechitz issue, but a Ruvah Chatzair issue. So they apparently were sharing. They were in the same chatzar. Amalei nismach hashituf. So even though there wasn't an Erev, there was a shituf and shituvim mevuos. And the shituf can work in place of the Eruv Chatzeris in the chatzar. Amalei halosh atfinin. Well, Bai says, yeah, but we didn't do shituf either. So Rabbi says, "Name relay lenochri laisile." So then tell a goy to carry it. So that's a shus, maka mitzvah. This is the carry over here without an eruv. Ruba chateris, this is the rabbanon. Tell the goy, this is the rabbanon for purpose of bris milah. Shus, maka mitzvah, mut. So Amar Abaye, boy la oisve lemar. Rabbi says, I wanted to ask a kash on Rabbah. Lo shavkan Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef did not allow me to ask the question. He had an answer which blocked my question. Dom Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Kahana. Ki avinu bei Rav Yehuda. So, Rav Yosef quoted the name of Rav Yehuda. Have Amalon that when we when Rav Yehuda's house, they used to tell us the following rule. The Chachamim said a psak, and now the one of the Tamidim has a question on the psak. So, b'raisa, masvina tiyufta v'hadar avdin and ma'isa. Before we do anything, we ask, we allow any questions to be asked. Maybe there's a mistake. We're dealing with this at the raisa, we clarify before we go ahead. Rabbanan, however, if dealing with this is the Rabbanan, and the Chacham says it's mutter, even though the Talmud has a question, we say, you know, probably the Chacham is right, and go ahead. And therefore, if Dinan Mumaisa, what Rabbanan said to you, we'll allow the person to take his psak and go do his thing. And then the Talmud asks his question. Okay. So, Rabbi Yosef said before Abaye asked this question that this was a local mitzvah. Somebody came in and asked Rabbi what to do, and Rabbi said, you know, this is what you do. Abaye said about this question, Rabbi says, 1 second, shh, let the person leave, go to get his psak, and then you can ask your question. The boss, after the person left,
went, I understand, is there any kind of time pressure? Is that a factor? If there isn't time pressure, then, you know, why not let the Talmud ask?
This is the Rabbanan, and the Chacham gave him a psak. Bastami knows what he's talking about. You're right to rely on it. And then we'll ask his question.
Okay, but it would give you the benefit of maybe, you know, the Rebbe.
That's possible, but you deal with the Rabbanan. So he gave him a psak as a mutter. We'll deal with it. If you have to retract, you retract. But meanwhile, so like this. The Nesivus comes along and says a pshat in this Gemara. I see what's bothering you. I'll tell you the Nesivus. Fascinating Nesivus. Nesivus is the following Nesivus Hilchus Mechatos. So a person goes to a sheichet and a butcher, and he buys some meat. Comes home, eats it. Comes back the butcher and says, by the way, you know, I found out that meat was really treif mitaraisa. So he says, it's mechotos. I don't want treif meat. So I want my money back. He gets his money back, even though he ate the meat already. So he says, well, you benefit from the meat. He says, that's not benefit. Eating treif meat is not benefit from me. So the Nesiv is, however, if the Isser was an Isser Rabbanon, see if it's still Kayim. I said, I don't want to eat this. Here's your meat back. Give me back my money. If he ate it already, he can't get his money back. He says, because Hayos, the makor for the Isser of the Rabbanon is Loisasser. So the Isser isn't the item. The item is not Osir. The Isser is listening to the Chacham. So there's no such thing as doing an Isser Rabbana B'Shoike. Because the whole Isser is the decision to go against the Chacham. And if I didn't know it's Osir, I didn't know any Aveira at all. So it's not Chalan and Aveira. So you can't say it's a Mechotos. So that's not in the Gemara. He says, the person will go based on the Pesach of Rabba and do whatever he wants. He's doing nothing wrong. Even if Rabba's 100% wrong, he still was 100% mutter with what he did. Because he believed it was mutter. So there's no reason to stop the person from taking his Pesach, which we assume is Tama the Chacham knows what he's doing. And there's no Aveira. There's no potential Aveira that you're doing anything wrong. So he says, that's Pshat in the Gemara.
Yeah, so I guess the Los Osos on the...
The Shemay.
The most proximate Rebbe rather than the ultimate Rabbanan.
Correct. Yeah. Right. So that's how he understands the Gemara. Look, it's all here.